Vital Statistics is fast approaching Adhocracy, a multidisciplinary experimental arts festival beginning tomorrow. Joining us to tell us more about it is Gemma Beale from Vital Statistics and artist Meg Wilson. Thanks for joining us in the studio, Gemma and Meg.
Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. And Gemma, what is Adhocracy?
Good question. The way we like to talk about it is a kind of festival of ideas meets house party meets kind of like performative arts show. So it's across three sites. Most of it starts in Waterside, which is our kind of main venue, and then it also goes to Hearts Mill, where Meg's based, and Fontenelle, now that Fontenelle's moved to the port.
Oh, very cool. And it's over the course of?
This weekend. So it runs from 4 p.m. till midnight this Friday through Sunday. And we've got a bar and there's food. And essentially it's a full evening of work in progress showings and developmental showings. So you get to see artists come in. The idea is that it's a hot house. So artists come in. Most of them are just here Thursday through Sunday. They've pitched us an idea of a project they want to do, and then they just work like full bolt at it for the weekend. And then each day they show what they've got done so far, or sometimes it's just an artist talk where they talk about what they've done so far, depending what the project is. And then they talk to the audience about it, and then they take that feedback back and do it again the next day. And that's what the weekend is.
And part of it is a really cool-sounding thing called squash. Tell us about that one, Meg. What's the idea behind it?
Yeah, so squash is actually the third in a series of works that I've made surrounding sport. The first one, I ran a marathon in the gallery. The second one...
How do you run a marathon in a gallery?
In a very small circle. and the second one, I was jumping on trampoline within a gallery. And then I sort of decided I wanted to take that sort of the internal idea of that sort of work and put it onto other people. So I wanted to play against other people in a sport. And so I chose squash because, I don't know, it's really obscure, but it's also, it gives you this just giant box that you are on the same side as your opponent, and the ball can go in any direction, and it's this weird sort of tension between aggression and politeness and fear and all those sort of things. So I just found it a really interesting area to explore, things like bad behavior in sport and attitudes towards women in sport, and it's sort of grown from there. And it was sort of firstly influenced by, I don't know if you've heard of, I think they've just made a movie about it, but back in the 60s, 70s, there was a series of Battle of the Sexes tennis matches where it was, you know, retired 55-year-old Bobby Riggs tennis player challenged like the number one and two women tennis players at the time.
Did they totally smash him?
Well, Margaret Court was the first one that he challenged, and he actually beat her. And then Billie Jean King, American tennis player, came in. She was like, okay, I guess I'll do it. And it just turned into this huge spectacle of, you know, she presented with him with a pig on the day. And,
oh, wow.
And, and you know, they came in... you know, on chariots that were carried by humans, and he presented her with a giant lollipop saying sugar daddy on it, and it would just become this ridiculous spectacular. And in no way am I seeing this as a, like, battle of the sexes idea, but I just love the idea of that spectacle and that just the egotistical kind of spectacular that became. And it's sort of changed a little bit, the ideas behind it, along the way, but that's where it initially came from.
Right. And sport is this funny kind of little microcosm with its own set of issues that kind of highlights what's going on in a bigger, you know, in life more broadly.
Yeah, it's this really weird sort of container for this microcosm of how we see ourselves as well, but also what we allow people to get away with in those sort of environments as well, that, you know, championing just really awful behaviour, like The most recent example, which I've really been influenced by this week, is the Floyd Money Mayweather versus Conor McGregor boxing spectacular that happened last week. You know, $350 million to just basically talk crap at each other for a few weeks and then have a fight.
Yeah, it was very gimmicky, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
As well as the problematic nature of, you know, of the history of abuse as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then, there's, of course, with the Battle of the Sexes thing, there's that kind of problematic dichotomy of male versus female. Does that kind of make its way into your art?
I guess it will always be there, yeah. It's definitely not the biggest focus, but it's always something I, you know, and keeping in the back of my mind. Yeah. Yeah.
Do some of these themes work their way into other pieces or other things that are going on for Adhocracy?
Over the weekend? Mm. I mean, I think as a general rule, everything that we put on at Vitals is influenced by like a kind of handful of common progressive themes. So we have lots of gender ideas and climate change and kind of class and power dynamics. I guess for this weekend, the other big one that's dealing with ideas of gender and also emotions is Secondhand Emotions, which is our other fortnightly residency. So while I said most of the projects start just for the weekend, we have two projects. Meg is one, Secondhand Emotions is the other, where they have a fortnight lead up to Adhocracy to kind of work on something. And Secondhand Emotions is three lead artists working with seven local South Australian artists around the idea of love and feminism and what that means.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you know, people that come along to Adhocracy, every person will have a different experience.
Oh, totally.
If you drop into a certain point in the day.
Yeah, so we've got a full schedule. All of it's online, of course. And there's a lot of different ways you can do Adhocracy. If you've got the weekend free, I find it really interesting to be able to come and kind of see how each project develops. And sometimes what you see on Friday is in no way related at all to what happens on Sunday, seemingly. That's on Saturday, they just threw it out the window, went with something else. But it's also totally fine. Pop in for a couple of hours, grab a drink, chat to an artist.
And Meg, people can come and play squash with you.
Yeah. So on Friday and Saturday nights, there will possibly be an opportunity to have a match. But the main event for me will be on Sunday. It's a 3-hour endurance event from 5 to 8 p.m. where people can come in and out of. But I will be playing a series of people throughout that time, and they'll need to be prepared to play three sets, which is, you know, just under half an hour probably, depending how how easily I can beat them. and they'll just need to sign up over the weekend, right, to do that. Yeah.
And Vitals and all of these venues are within Port Adelaide.
Yeah, they're all walking distance. It's a nice stroll. Rug up, and it's only entry by donation, so it's an affordable weekend as well.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gemma Beale, she's from Vital Statistics, and artist Meg Wilson speaking about Adhocracy and Meg's particular project called Squash. And head along to the Multidisciplinary Experimental Arts Festival beginning tomorrow evening from the 1st of September.